Good morning, church. Good morning. I think we can do a bit better than that. Good morning, church. There we go. Hi, everybody, and welcome to our family service, our all-age service, with our wonderful youth band taking the front of the stage. We're very excited to be here. We have provided a bit of space for kids. We've got quite a few action songs, dancey songs. If the kids would like to come to the front and do some of those dances, feel free to come and do that now. Feel free to come and take some of the space at the front. You can come and sit, you can come and dance, enjoy the service. While we sort of set up a couple of notices, for Limitless, parents, thank you very much for all the kids that we have coming. We're very excited to be going. If you could start paying the deposits, we'd like to get them in within the next month. If that's a problem, please let me, myself, or Kuda know, and we'll be able to sort you out, but we'd love to get those deposits in soon so we can start going or planning all of the going that we're going to do. For any other notices, we have our notice sheet. Let me find it. We have our notice sheet at the door. If you didn't grab one, please do. It's got our timetable for sort of the next week on the back there. And also our March magazine, which also has stuff about the vision for the church going forward for the next year, and a whole month of activities of what we're going to be doing. So please do grab one of those, take a look at it. It's got a lot of other great stuff in there as well. Let's start the service with a prayer. Dear God, thank you for all the people that are here in your house today. Thank you for every one of them, no matter what age, what creed, what colour, what background they've come into the church with. We just thank you for bringing them here to you. We pray that they all receive something from this service, whether it be the games or the singing or the word. We just pray that you bring yourself to them in a new way. Amen. Brilliant. So today's topic is God's love. Can I get the first slide, please? Brilliant. So in the Bible, there's different types of love that are mentioned. I'm going to try and pronounce these right, but I can't promise anything. So we have eros, which is romantic love. We have storge, which is family love. So with your mum or with your sister. We have philia, the love that it's called brotherly love. It's really just the love that we share as a community. And then we have agape, which is God's love. And I've got a little bit of an illustration to sort of explain a little bit about God's love. So I'll try and get them in the right order. I think that's in the middle. I've got this. Can I get the next slide, please? I've got this. Could somebody tell me what this is? Yes. Tape measure. Wonderful. And I've got this one might be a little bit harder. What have we got? Scales. Awesome. You guys are good at this. And I've got this. What have we got? Measuring jug. Awesome. What do all of these things have in common? Yes. They measure things. Awesome. Very nice, guys. All of these things measure. But I think when we look at, Louisa, could I get your hand here, please? When we look at how far this tape measure reaches, it's only, what's the last number that we've got there, Louisa? 60 inches. This tape measure only measures 60 inches. I think if we even had a tape measure that measured 5 meters, this one's only 150 or something like that. If we had a tape measure that measures 5, we could never measure how much God loves us. It's what we call unconditional, which means you don't have to do anything for it, and it's called immeasurable, which means you can't measure it. You can't use a scale or a measuring jug or a tape measure to show how much God loves you. Thank you very much. So this love that is immeasurable, it's so far, so wide that we can't really understand it. That's the love that we're talking about today. So we're going to sing some songs that are just celebrating that. The first two songs, we're going to say rejoice, and we're going to say Lord, you are good, because if he's giving us love that can do all of these things, that is immeasurable, is unconditional, he's got to be good. So those are the first two songs we'll sing. Please stand and join us. If you'd like to come to the front and dance, please do.
You can just tell what you can remember.
You are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Come behold his power and glory, yet with confidence draw near. For the one who holds the heavens and commands the stars above is a God who bends to bless us with an unrelenting love. Rejoice, come and lift your hands and raise your voice. He is worthy of all praise. Rejoice. Sing all mercies of your King, and with trembling rejoice. We are children of the blood, bringing glory. sorrows. Jesus carried up the hill. He has walked this path before us. He is walking with us still. Turning tragedy to triumph, turning agony to praise. There is blessing in the battle, so take heart and stand amazed. Rejoice when you cry to him, he is your voice. When you wipe away your tears, rejoice. In the midst of suffering, he will help you sing. Rejoice, come and lift your hands and praise your voice. He is worthy of all praise. Rejoice.
We have one more song for you. This one has actions. We're singing about the love of God, the love of Jesus. And so we're singing wide and long and high and deep. Our wonderful action leader, Louisa, is here for us. So please do join in. We will pray that we grow in love, that we know his love, and that we are filled up with the Spirit of God. Let's sing.
Jesus, why?
well done, everyone. Please do take a seat. You need a breather after that. Well done. So now comes the big question. It's been a while since I've asked it. Has anybody had in the younger kids had a birthday this week? This past week going or the week coming? Have we got anybody? We have one! Yay! Hi! Hi! What's your name?
Isabella.
Isabella, very nice. And how old are you, Isabella? 5. And when was your birthday?
Yesterday.
Her birthday was yesterday. Would you like to take anything from our birthday box? Have a look. Have a rummage around. See if there's anything you like. Do you like that one? I would go with that one too. Thank you very much, Isabella. Let's. Any adults before we sing? Any adults have had a birthday? Josh, has it been your birthday?
I was
20. Well done. Congrats. Josh was 20. Very nice. Thank you very much, Josh. Go for it. You can have it. Go for it. You can have one. I'll let you. I'm in charge here. Brilliant. Any other adults have had a birthday? Yes, we've had a birthday. What? When was it? 21st. Wonderful. Congratulations. Brilliant. Any other birthdays? No. Wonderful. Can we? Oh, we'll just sing. We'll sing a cappella. I don't want to put that on you, Chrissy. That's not fair.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Brilliant. So we won't have the kids going out for the first time. It's very exciting that you're staying in the service today. We've got some things for you to do while the service is happening, but also you can be listening. But the creche is open for anybody who wants to take their little ones through to there. So that's available for you if you need it. I'd like to welcome Dami up to do prayers for us now.
Thank you, Father God, for allowing all of us to gather here today and to be in your presence and to be able to feel you, to understand your word and be able to apply it to our daily lives as we go about this week in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father Lord, for the gift of salvation, for righteousness, for redemption, that we're able to show your love through Jesus Christ and his death. Thank you for all other spiritual gifts that came with it. Thank you for perfect health. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for even the blessings that we are not able to recognize and see with our naked eyes in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father Lord, that whatever each individual came to seek today, whether it's your provision, protection, peace, comfort, I pray that you'll be able to give it to them and give them tenfold, even more than what they expected, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father Lord, as we learn about love today, that we'll understand your love, be able to show it, be able to appreciate love as well as we go about our week and even for the rest of our lives, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dami. I'm going to welcome Nathan up now to preach. I'll just say a quick prayer for him before he does. Dear God, we pray that you speak through Nathan, that what he has to say reaches all of us, and that he speaks boldly and from your word, that the words that come out of his mouth are from you, and that we all get something to take out of today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Danny, and to the youth team, all of our children, and to everyone. I greet you all in the wonderful name of Jesus. It's good to be here. Good to see you. Thank you. Yeah, go for it.
Any of the younger ones would like to do some, we've got some colouring and some drawing related to today, so if you'd like to come to the front and do that, please come and do. Where are they? Brilliant. So we have some related colouring to be doing. And if you would like to do some drawing, we've got a section later where we'd love to see some of the things that you're thinking about. So if you want to draw anything, please do draw things on who you love and how you show your love to others. That's the topic that we're looking at today. So thank you.
Cool. So we are talking about God's love today. And as you've heard from Danny, we know that as God's children, that we are to demonstrate the love of God for each other. God is love, but he wants us to be a loving community of people. And we are to be a loving church. And the sign that we are Christian is not based upon the cross or the chain that we wear around our necks, but the sign, the true sign that we are connected to Jesus Christ, is that we are people of love. That is the true sign that we know God and that we love him. That we love him and also love each other. And I want to read just a few verses from God's word, and then we're going to have a little challenge together. It's from 1 John chapter 3, verse 14 to 18, and we're going to read from the Message paraphrase of the Bible today. And it reads like this: the way we know we've been transferred from death to life is that we love our brothers and our sisters. Anyone who doesn't love is as good as dead. Anyone who hates, can we say hate? Yes. Hates a brother or sister is a murderer. And you know very well that eternal life and murder don't go together. This is how we've come to understand and experience love. Christ sacrificed his life for us. This is why we ought to live sacrificially for our fellow believers and not just be out for ourselves. If you see some brother or sister in need and have the means to do something about it, but turn a cold shoulder and do nothing, what happens to God's love? It disappears. And you made it disappear. You made it disappear. I just want to finish there on verse 17. I want to simply put a tag on this talk this morning, and I simply want to challenge us as a church, for all of us, all the age groups: if we love God and we love each other, then the challenge for us this morning from God's word is simply prove it. Can we say prove it?
Prove it.
It's time to prove that we love God and we love each other. It's time to prove it. I want to ask any of our young people, or even any of the adults, and I'm going to challenge you right now to a little task. Who wants to come and help me with this challenge? Who wants to come on up? Yes, come on up, Oliver. I want two more. Come on up, yes. All right. Come on up. Sibling rivalry, no problem. Come on up. Now, this is called the Don't Spill It Challenge. Don't spill it. Now, you can see here that there's a glass of water and it's nearing the top. Yeah. And here we have some other cups of water. And what you have to do is you have to take turns in filling up the glass of water. But the key is you don't want it to spill over. You don't want it to overflow. Now, the theme for the church is overflow, but for this task, we don't want it to overflow. So you're going to keep on trying to fill it up. But the key is you don't want it to overflow. And the one who makes it overflow, you're out. Okay? You ready?
Come on.
Now I'm going to start us off, okay? Because I think that I'm going to win. I don't think any of you can beat me. I know how much you love each other as brothers and sisters, but I think...
You are sorely mistaken.
So I'm going to start us off. Here we go. Are you ready, church? Let's do this.
Oh.
Oh.
Your turn, Oliver. Don't worry if you spill. We'll clean it up. Go for it. Here we go. Oliver. Well done. Well done.
It can't overflow.
No, I let you off.
It can't overflow, can it?
This is going to be really hard. Okay, here we go.
Come on.
You're out. Come on in. Go for it. Can you do it? It's Louise's turn. Is it? Okay. Well done. Oh, no, that wasn't you. That's fine.
Oliver, get down in front.
Wow. Oh. Right, here we have the final. Are we ready? Who's going to win? Wow. Well done. Louisa is the champion. Let's give her a hand. You see, because whenever there's a challenge, whenever someone poses a challenge, it's easy to sit back and talk and say, I'm going to win. No one can beat me. It's like when I was a kid, I would always challenge my older brother to a race. And I'd say, I'm going to beat you in a race. But it's easy to say it verbally, but there comes a time when you actually have to prove it. You're going to have to run the race. You're going to have that conversation with someone. See, love is not a passive word. Love is never meant to just sit on the shelf and rust away and gather dust. But God wants us to put his love to action. He wants us to demonstrate his love for each other and for this community and for the world. It's no use just saying we love. It's no use saying and singing about the God of love. But there comes a time for each and every one of us where the challenge will be right before our very eyes, where we have to prove it. We have to prove that we love. And that's the first point, if we go to the next slide, that I want to leave with you this morning. Here, John, in this letter, he challenges the Christians to put love to the test. Because love is a command from Christ to be a loving community. Love requires action and not just words. It means showing others that we care, giving of ourselves sacrificially, looking out for others who are in need. Love offers healing rather than division. And for each and every one of us, as God's church, as Christians, there will come times in our lives when our love for people is challenged. There will come a time when it may be even difficult to love someone. Maybe they have let us down. Maybe they said something that was hurtful. Maybe they've done something to us that we just can't seem to get over. But the challenge that God gives each and every one of us is that not only do I want you to receive the unconditional love that I give to you through sending my son, but I want you to be a loving community of faith that puts love in action. But then secondly, we also see in this letter the challenge not just to put our love to the test, but secondly, we see here that we shouldn't look for love in the wrong place. John gives us the rubric, the template. He gives us the perfect vision for how we are to experience love that comes from God. In verse 16, he says, "This is how we've come to understand and experience love. Jesus Christ." Can we say Jesus Christ?
Jesus
Christ. Hallelujah. He sacrificed his life for us. In other words, what he is saying here is that if we want to learn about love and understand what true love really means, then we should look no further than Jesus Christ. He is the true picture of love. And sometimes we look for love in different places other than Jesus, because all of us have that yearning in our hearts to be loved, to receive love, to be liked, to be valued, to be welcomed. But there are times when we may be looking for love from other people, and could it be that we've been let down because they haven't always demonstrated that perfect love? I was reading this week about the alarming statistics of our children and young people who are being affected today by cyberbullying. That social media bullying is now at an all-time high for our children and our young people. And although they are blessed to have at their fingertips a variety of different applications, Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and you name it, when I was their age, all we had was snakes on our phone. But now they have a plethora of different apps that they can use. And although some of these apps are great, they're good fun, they're appealing to our children and young people, but we're finding today that many of our young people are subject to being bullied online. Comments that are rude and they are crude and they have an evil connotation. Dark and just sordid things are being said online, and our young people are subject to these things on a daily basis. Here are some alarming statistics that really just touched my heart. It says that only 58% of students at school were satisfied with how their school dealt with incidents of online bullying. 58%. 57% of young people in this country have experienced bullying when they were just simply playing an online video game. In England and Wales, insults and name-calling were the most common forms of cyberbullying. Amongst our females, it says that female bullying was found to be more likely to involve sexual shaming and rumor spreading than male bullying. And finally, the most common technology for abusive behavior towards other students in school was via text messaging apps. Instant messaging used now as a vehicle to bully each other. How sad are these statistics? Yet we know that this is not God's intention for us. But the challenge here in John's letter is, even when someone wants to be mean to us, even when they may say nasty comments and subject us to hate and bullying, the question for the church and for the Christians is, how will we respond? Are we going to fight back and say something back to them to get even? Or are we going to respond with the love of God? And that's the challenge. It's not always easy to turn the other cheek. It's not always easy to say nothing back. But yet still, Jesus wants us to demonstrate his love in every circumstance. Jesus is the true picture of love. But finally this morning, not only are we called to put our love to the test, and not only should we look no further than Jesus Christ, and not the social media apps for an example of love, but look to him and his unconditional love. But finally this morning, I believe that we have to get rid of the excuses not to love. Can we say that together? Let's get rid of the excuses not to love. John closes out the first verse 16 and 17 by saying, this is why we ought to live sacrificially. And then he goes on to say, if you see your brother or sister in need and you have the means to help them out, but you in turn, you turn a cold shoulder and you do nothing, then he says, what happens to God's love? He says, it disappears. And then he says, you made it disappear. And I'm going to ask them at the back to play this video. And it's a wonderful video about excuses. I'm going to ask them to play it at this time, and then we're going to close out talking about it. What's our excuse not to love?
Shannon here with me. I was thinking you two could get some grub, you know, tear it up, see what happens. open up.
Agnes, tell Jillian I'm not here.
Grub's not here.
Are you sure?
Yes, he just told me. I mean, no, he didn't just tell me.
Agnes, where's Grub?
He's putting on lipstick. He's swatting up flies.
No.
He's chopping his head off. He's pooping.
How many of us here this morning, like Gru, we sometimes make excuses, reasons to opt out of showing love. And sometimes, if we're honest, that there are legitimate reasons that we can find why we shouldn't love. Reasons that we can come up with in our minds that say, no, they're not deserving of love. He's not deserving of it. She's not deserving of it. But the challenge here from John is, we've got to get rid of those excuses not to love. not to forgive, not to be patient, not to show kindness, even if they're not kind to us. Not to be patient, even if they are not patient with us. That is the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ that he has shown for us. Because while we were sinners, Christ didn't give up on us. He didn't throw in the towel on us. But even while we were dead in sins, Jesus went to the cross for us. And that is the same kind of unconditional love that he desires for us to show for each other. Patient love, kind love, compassionate love, forgiving love. And that is the true measure, church, of our love for each other and as Christians. It's much more than just coming to church on a regular basis. It's much more than just giving our time and our resources. But really, it boils down to how do we treat each other? How do we treat our brothers and our sisters and those in our community? Do we demonstrate the love of God, or do we demonstrate a different kind of love? That is the challenge for us this morning. And I want to close. I know that this is a youth-led service, but you know I'm quite an old soul at heart. And there's an old hymn that really fits in well with the theme this morning. And I just want to read the lyrics of this old hymn. And the hymn is entitled, "He Looked Beyond My Faults." And it says, "Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty, my freedom. I do not know just why he ever came to love me so. And Jesus, he looked beyond my faults and he saw my need." And it goes on to say, "And I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul, because he looked beyond my faults and he saw my need." I'm so glad this morning that I'm here today, not because of any goodness of myself, but I'm here this morning because Jesus looked beyond my faults and he saw my needs. And how many of you here this morning are grateful to God that he loves you even when you weren't thinking of him? That he reached out his unconditional love to each and every one of us, even when we didn't have him on our minds. That is the great love of God that he has demonstrated to us. And the challenge for us this morning is, how are we going to live out and practice this great love for us? Are we going to collect the love of God in our backpacks and keep it in our backpacks and only take it out when we need it? Or are we going to be completely consumed with his love, that whoever we meet, whoever we come across, even those who are unkind, that we will always be found demonstrating the unconditional love of God? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love for us. And Lord, we do admit that it is difficult at times to always demonstrate your pure love, especially when others can be unkind to us and say things that are hurtful. Lord, we pray for our children and young people on these social media platforms that can be subject, Lord, to online and cyberbullying. We pray that you would equip them and strengthen them in knowing how to respond, knowing how to say nothing back. But that at all times we can show and demonstrate your perfect love and your forgiving love and your patient love. Lord, would you equip us at all times when in our fleshly desire we want to rise up and say something back and fight back. But help us in those moments to look to the cross, to look at how you were patient with us. When we rejected you, you still reached out your loving arms to save us. And help us to take on board your unconditional love, without limits, without measure, your unconditional love. And help us to prove your love for us by showing our love for each other and for the community that we serve. So we pray, Lord, that we would leave this place being that loving community that draws people into your presence. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the great love of God that has been demonstrated to us all. And let us continue to demonstrate that same love for each other. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. As Danny is preparing to come back, I want to just encourage anyone here today, this morning, who has not yet come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. The good news of the gospel is the unconditional love of God is available even today. This is the day of grace, the day of his mercy. And the day you hear his voice, do not harden your heart, but embrace his love. He wants to save you. He wants to come into your heart and into your life. And the challenge today is, will you accept the free gift of salvation? And if you're here today and you want to give your life to Christ, or if you have some questions about the love of God, or even if you want to make a decision to be baptized, then after the service, please do come and speak to me or to Danny or any one of the deacons, and we'll love to share more with you about the perfect love of God. Amen.
That verse that Nathan just quoted in his prayer, we've actually got some colouring sheets for it. How fortuitous. If any kids would like to come and grab one at the end of the service to take home, you can definitely do that. We've also had some reflections on who the kids at the front, some of them have drawn pictures of who they love. So we've got things like her friends, family, God, Jesus, our earth. I think that's a really great one to add on there. We've got another one here that I thought was really beautiful, which also includes a pet. I think pets are really cool. Very nice drawing. Thank you very much, guys. We've got one here where it says, God loves us. He helps us. And I thought that was really beautiful. I'll be giving all of these back. And then a whole list of people that that are loved by my mum. I can't lie. And it's showing God's love going out to me, to my friends, to strangers, my colleagues, to the king and his family, the prime minister, to my church family, to the community. I think that's really lovely. Thank you. We'll be singing one more song, just reflecting on God's love for us. This is Good, Good Father. And then we'll be watching another video, sort of adding to what Nathan said. How do we love others? How do we get rid of these excuses not to love? Please stand and sing with us, Good, Good Father.
Stories of war.
Thank you. Please take a seat. We've just got a short video now, just to give a little bit of reflection to what we've been talking about. Thank you.
Story. The Bible. So part of God's story is about the Bible, and it goes like this. The Bible is no ordinary book. It's all about God and how much He loves us. Now, you might think the Bible's a big, long list of rules and names, but it's not.
Sorry, Peter,
you might also think it's about a bunch of...
Sorry, I must have sent the wrong one. Apologies. So we'll just be reflecting a little bit now about how we can love other people, how we can, how we can love those who might be a little bit hard for us to love sometimes as well. I think, could I get Julie's picture? She wrote some words down that would be really helpful, I think. So just take a bit of time now to think about how can you, how can you love those people that you find it hard to love? Julie's done some really good reflecting actually on what Nathan said. So she's actually written a do and don't list, which I really love. That's my kind of thing. I love a do and don't list. So do say kind words, do help people, do share, do give, and fix things when you can. Being good in class and being good in any situation is always a good thing, to show love and love God and love Jesus. How can we reflect that love to other people? We'll spend a little bit of time doing that. We could play just the last chords. Father God, for all those people that we're thinking of that we can help during the week, to the people that we can fix things for during the week, the people that we can say kind words to, for all those people, for the things that we can do to show your love, Lord, help us to take action, help us to not be afraid of doing something new, but to be bold in you, to have the confidence that we need in you to show your love. Amen. Do we have any more pictures that would be nice to show to the church? Wonderful. Lovely. Yes. Oh, very nice. We've got a really lovely one that says, "What does God love about me?" And it says, "My kindness, my love for others, and I'm humorous." And why should you love others? It is God's will. Christ never gave up on us. And forgiveness is key. I really love that. That's beautiful.
You got an essay.
Oh, wow. Amazing. What I love to do in my life, I'll just pick some of my favourites. spending time with my family, jumping on the trampoline with my brothers, going to church with my mum, going to gymnastics, playing games on my Game Boy, PE, physical education, helping other people, spending time with friends, homework. Homework's on the list. That's amazing. Thank you very much. And showing love is helping people, providing food to others, giving money, and not showing love is hurting or not caring. That's really great. Yeah. You've got to care for other people, don't you? And this beautiful picture as well. I love my family, reading. I love my pets. and a whole list of other things, including Jesus, God, the earth. It's really great. Thank you guys very much. I'll be giving these all back after the service. We've got one more song now to sing. And this one also has actions, but it's a lot calmer than the one before, don't you worry. This is Big Family of God. We're talking about us, God loving everyone he's made. And that means you and you and you and you. God loves all of us, and we're meant to show that love to all of us as well. So let's stand and sing and dance if you'd like. Just last one.
Some of us are big and tall, some of us are very small. Some like
big, some like good.
Some of us like reading books, some of us like reading ducks. That's because we're different, me and you. But God loves everyone he's made. God
to close. Dear God, thank you that we are part of your big, big family. thank you that we have so many different kinds of love to share with the world, that we love each other, and that we are asked to love others as well. Lord, help us as we go out into the week to love as we go, to share your love and to be bold and be strong about it, to love those even when it's hard to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much for joining us. Please head into the lounge for teas and coffees. Thank you. Okay. I mean, we've definitely done it before. This is the